gemacht und er steht das nach dem Töten, dass sie gehören lethal yet. Ever since, some people have seemed to be missing some of the basics, plus this time we're trying to stick to what it says in that page of Shulchanar, so I think it'll be able to tell us, even though you've not finished all the entire sifra over here, to say what it says in the page, and later on today, like I said, you'll understand, I think, hopefully better. The sigur we have in lethal is built up the sigur, which first started off the idea of tzeinim the tzeinim, first to be shifting, tzeinim the sigur v'adacha, then more psalm is down, what to find tzeinim, gets involved in the idea of t'tograva, ilokrava. Then the Gemara goes on further and says, "Loi shanu elish loi molchu." These problem saying the badacha is only not salted. Even when it's a molchu, it's also. Why? I'm a shmuel mliach haruka v'seach. We really love the sugya in chulin that's had zayin. The idea of mliach haruka v'seach is better than machlokes ravina versus avacha. It's very clear that we pass like shmuel that mliach is k'v'seach. What is the definition of mliach? Kamal Rav explains, "Loi amram elish loi nechal machlos molchu." The getter is over here where a person cannot eat it due to the amount of salt that is over here. That's the definition. Now the getter sugya of Mlicha per se, really came across it in the getter sugya Issa Vater by Sim Kofei from Sif Tes to Sif Yidalad. He spent over there a week learning it by Issa Vater. So why is it over here for? Before the search of what is, and by Bas Bechol who says in the Mlicha. We know Bas Bechol by Mlicha, Sim Pei Zayin Sartof is only to do Abal. Maybe he'll have different cholim. So come over here also, now the Issa Vehetar, also the Basa Bechalav, you also have the same sugyas over here, negate the idea of Melicha. There's a third place where Melicha is, Alok and Simon Samach Tess, there's a long simon that he spent about 6 weeks on, then Simon Ayin, Ayin Aleph, Ayin Beis, Ayin Gimel, goes in over there, how to makshir an animal, how to take the blood out, it's called the sugya of Melicha. Now it used to be, to get Smicha, to get, it was three things, it was Basa Bechalav, Tirulais, and Melicha. In every house, they do melichah. So you have another loch in the gate, and melichah taking the dam out of the animals. I've watched my father, I heard Kippur's Mishnah for over the years, do melichah. Because he was brought up, that's what you do melichah in the house. So every once in a while, if you get a chicken, fun in the house, you do melichah in the house, and make a barbecue, and we'll eat it. Now, you don't get a shell of melichah. It doesn't happen. Therefore, I come with the first of all, is to have to give smicha, we did melichah. Last time, I went to melichah, I was overridden by the Nechabur over here. We went over to our Berkowitz, and I was overridden, I'm not going to do Melicha in Sanekeah, instead we'll do Hechsher Kelim, or do Machalei Akram. That's what we did last time over there. Therefore, it seems to be this time also, we're not doing the Sugya of Melicha out of Kashrus things, it's Nanekeah. Machalei Akram is much more important over here. Pasak and Rishalak and Cholei Akram, these things much more Nanekeah over here. That's how we end up doing Levado. Everyone has to learn all Torah Kulo. And everyone has to learn some of the Tess, Ayin, and Aleph by themselves. Not inside the Chabur Shibori.
Maybe you could bring in a chicken once and show us what to do.
Ah, here? You
need chicken open. Maybe. Now, to see what it says over here on the page, you get to us by Melicha. Over there, there are Be'ikr of Be'erach, there are 10 halachas, what it says over here in Sifrei. 10 different halachas. Go through each one. Okay, first we have the Gemara very clear. The Gemara says, according to Shmuel, Melicha Kuseyach, that's your paskin. The definition over here is, Sloin Nechel Machmas Molchai. If it is a getter of Nechel Machmas Molchai, like it is salty, then the loch is a docho, like any case it's saying, what is defined in a Nechel Machmas Molchai? It's not Ilum Sotasis. The basis is very clear. There are three different sheets over here. There Rashi says in the Sugyo, Nech Kvos Latsnia, you come to preserve it, to put it away, there's tons of salt put over there. Therefore, to eat it afterwards, you have to a docho and ship, you have to wash it very well, take off the Kerech of the Melech, that's Latsnia. Kamung places it brings down the Yaakov Yisrael, not Koifman, another one. They come over here and says, they get it as Mele Kederach. The amount you pour the amount of salt to travel on the Derech, that means less of a time, not less need to preserve for later on, but Mele Kederach, less amount of salt. Kamung places a couple of questions over here. It says, they get over here the Meleach Likadero. The words of Meleach Likadero means how to makshir an animal for your plate, your cook over here. And that means, Dushke took this down there, you have to put salt on top of it. That means in the hierarchy, what comes out, the highest level, the most amount of salt is Latsniya and Rashi. The next level is Loderech, the Biak Yisrael. The next level, afterwards, the lowest level is Melicha Kedero. Now, coming the Rishonim, they say something down the list of Rishonim, coming up, Eric Ten Rishonim, they pass in the definitions of Melicha Kedero over here. And therefore, the Rechaba comes on, passing the Chumra of the three sheetahs, the one with the least amount of salt is the Kedero, he passes in the Chumra. That's the Bnei Sragol, the Bichodesh, the Gretzedek, Abraham, they pass in Melicha Kedero. We'll get to, well, further, see what the Ramosheet is. We're coming along again. We have three sheets over here. We pass the definition is ain't a nechel machlos molchay to melicha l'kedera. Aleph. Second, come along with Chamnas Kosis. What's this demand that the soul has to be there that will affect can be the get a melicha resayach? Beard over. When something you want to put on a fire and it gets hot, before it gets hot, it's there a couple of minutes, it won't transfer down. That means the first couple of minutes it's there, it's on a fire, no transfer. When it gets hot, yes, let us boil, then transfers. Kovish, it's like water, 24 hours, the first 24 hours is nothing, not being built up, then 24 hours, it transfers. When you get to Malicha, what happens? Is when you put salt there, it transfers me yad? Well, no, it's like Bishel. It's like kavush. It takes time till it builds up the koyach and then it starts transferring time. Is it miyad or right afterwards? Now to explain. First, when a person has an animal, they do shechita to it, there's dam there. When they get to a baser by meat or by oaf, by poultry, over there you have dam inside. You have to machshir it. If you machshir it, why? Because if there's dam good, be mokkel or mokkel, the dam inside the animal is it in deraiso. There's dam shabishlu, we have a loch in simpe zayin simvog. Dam shabishlu is deraiso, but we pass this drabon. So we have to machshir these animals, behemoths, chayas, oifers, from dam. How do we machshir it? The two ways how to do it practically. One is through the act of melicha, salting it. You put the dam there, melicha there, salt there. What happens? It draws out the dam over here. And therefore, when you leave it over there, it'll come out. And this dam comes out from this thing itself. Then we go to shlachta, as you see, by chickens, there's not too much dam. Go to behemoths, the tons of dam comes out. Now, when you come home, suddenly you get a package of chicken side, you see this red stuff over there. That's not blood. That's what they call moil. It's called juice. Don't think, oh my gosh, there's dam here. That's called moil juice. That's one way to kasher things through the act of tzli. A second way of kashering is through the act of tzli, of roasting. That means not too common to take an animal and just roast it. However, the way that we do by kavod, by liver, we kasher through tzli. There are two ways of mashering things. Melicha and tzli. When you get to melicha, you put salt there. How long do you have to put the salt there to make sure to take the dam out to say that this meat over here is kosher? Now you have a piece of meat over here, shechita, kosher, vadats. You do melicha over here, you put the salt there and then you take it off right away, it's fine. We put salt there for a day and then take it off. How long does it be there for? It says Allah in Simit Samach Tes and Sivvav, the Ma says this man is a mill. A mill. How long is a mill? So if the Ulam knows this man is machlek's mill is 18, 22 and a half, or 24 minutes, which one is it? The Ramallah Mice over there passes what his man of a mill is, and by Hilchos Shabbos, by Lucas Neris. He writes a mill is 18 minutes. And I know it's Baruch HaMachlik is Tzeruf, and has Tzeruf, but Meshigun HaLuch Pesach. The Mice are more right by Melicha, and by Hilchos by Shabbos, by Lucas Neris. His man of a mill is 18 minutes, and therefore by Lucas Neris, he says, his man of a Shmosh is 3/4 of a mill, 13 and a half minutes. So let's go with the minute over here. The Luch is, you have to put salt on top of your Basar, 18 minutes. The Mogul of Ferdinand says, however, the minig is shah. Minig is an hour. The loch is 18 minutes, the minig is an hour. Therefore, if you go to Shlachtois, the Chibor of the Melicha, some times ago, went to Shlachtois, we went over there, they did Shechito, then they washed it off, then they salted everything. Then you saw that they put it on a conveyor belt that goes up slowly, it takes about an hour to go all the way to the top. That's how they get the hour. And after it falls off, then you wash it off three different times over here, and that's kosher. That's what they do. So again, the loch is 18, but again, the minig is in 1 hour. Once we have this idea over here, we know 18, it says Melich Kirisayach. Melich Kirisayach is the first 18 minutes, or after 18 minutes? Which one is it? That means we know again, like Bishul is only after Yad Slash Boy, and Kovish after 24 hours. Which one is it? That means you have two choices. Explain. Do you say over here, the first 18 minutes, what's happening? The salt is working, it's taking the dam out. So you see the mice, it's working. Afterwards, after 18 minutes, nothing's happening. It's not working. Nothing pulled it down. So now Lekhrosayach. After the first 18 minutes. We say Fakert. No, after 18 minutes, now. Over here, Leper Kovish is after 24 hours, the Bishul left Yaskar's boy. After 18 minutes. What's that, Shalishi? It's both. It's within 18 minutes, Miyad. And after 18 minutes. The three choices of what is Zman of Lekhrosayach. Come on, Mechaber. And he said over here, the way the Shach explains over here, that the Mechab is starting off, the first lines of the Shach explains, that the Mechab is starting off the Shita of the Ram. The Ram is brought down by Seisit that says that Loch is in this man, there's no Kayach. After this man, Let's get him lechir seach. Means after 18 minutes. The first 18 minutes is a build up, like in Bechavish or the case of Bishul. Not to the Hazakarach. Like when we read Bechavish slowly, it's not Muchach he's saying that. And look at the Pichadosh, he says, really Bechavish is saying not only is it within 18 minutes, it's also after 18 minutes. Again, we'll go to Shach over here. Shach says the Mikor of the Mechab is the Beisesif. And Beisesif says the Ram. The Ram sheet within 18 minutes is nothing. Afterwards, that's his man over here. That's Melech Rosayach. On this, Alok Kamlung Gavon, he says, he brings down Shumas Adeshim. Kamlung the Shach, he brings down the whole entire story of the Shumas Adeshim. So the mice over there, where they salted a lot of pieces of meat together to masher it. Also, they salted together a lot of Zas. Love geese over here. Also, after they finish salting the meat and the geese, they put them, mix them all together. The milo, makla, makla, milo, this is a shach over here. They each one touched every single piece, one to another. Then they found afterwards one of the achas, one of these goose over here, was a trefa. So you have a bunch of geese, one goose is a trefa, touched all these pieces of meat. You have a bayah, the maya said, what's kosher, what's trefa over here? And says the tribus adeshen, there's no shishim. No shishim. So they come along and said tribus adeshen. Mice the machlokes among the rishonim. They have your paskins when it's hefs to muba and the sudas mitzvah. The chana point out it means both. You need two things: sudas mitzvah and the hefs to muba. Then the person can be mekel. They have a kamal gemara over here says the locha is that when it's hefs to muba and the sudas mitzvah, a person can be mekel. A kamal mechavas atim mach over here, a person can be mekel. Kamal on this kamal shach says the mice doesn't understand that what's going on over here. It really comes out to be the shach slowly. A different serum, you have to build up what exactly you're saying. In the case of Mlicha, they get to Bosser, to Machsher. In the case of Mlicha, they're not called Bosser. Just you're putting Gvina touching Yuakis. Gvina touching Bosser the second time, not the pool of Migmoitzi Da. That means there's something that calls Mlicha Rishayna and Mlicha Shneya. They get to Bosser to Migmoitzi Da, to Machsher, it's called Mlicha Rishayna. A week later, after it's kosher, you take the bosser and put it together with gvina, that's called melicha shnia. Which, negate the gvina is melicha rishayna. Negate the yorkis is melicha rishayna. So come along over here and says, that's negate the bosser, the machshuit, melicha rishayna, moitzi the dam. There are two things here. There's within this man, there's after this man. Negate the bosser, which is melicha shnia, the second time after it's kosher, negate the gvina, which is rishayna, by gvina is rishayna, there's also the tzitz man. And Achaz Man, it points out Lechura, there are different sugyas over here. And the case of the Chumas Adeshen is discussing a case being the Pula being Moitzi Da. The case of the Mechab is the Pula not being Moitzi Da. Two different things over here, two different kimtas over here. And then he says, how are you being Dam with two sugyas? What rights are more? Take the idea of the Melicha Rishayna of the Chumas Adeshen, they get the Melicha Shnia of the Mechaber. How do you put the two sugyas over here together? Two different ideas. Chumas Adeshen being Machshu the Dam. Again, the case of Mechaber, it's kosher already. Kol Melicha Shnia, not a pool of Moitzi Dam. Therefore, it comes out that there are going to be different levels over here. What the Shach Rishi wants to say, sounds like the best thing will be two different ideas over here. That means you want tiny ones being part of the Dam over here. Then the first 18 minutes has the Koyach. Afterwards, it's not being called Dam. Oh, it stops using it, it's used up its Koyach, it's gone. After 18 minutes, the mice is mutter. I want to tell you something about Farkeba, Melicha Shnia, it's the other way around. For the first 18 minutes, nothing's happening, till it builds up. After 18 minutes, now it's a Koyach, now it's Osir. So first you want time, there should be opposites. Mamash opposites. However, when it comes out, not that way, a little bit different. So again, we have to be very clear, we have to really answer the Shach on four separate Kimtas, Harry Paskins. That means it can be Melicha Rishayna within 18 minutes, Melicha Rishayna after 18 minutes, Melicha Shnia by Bosser, which meaning not a pull up in Moitzi Dam, which to get Yerokas and Cholov is Melicha Rishayna within 18 minutes. The same case after 18 minutes. Go through each one. First, a case of to the Dam we want to mash over here. So over here, the case of you putting Melicha on top of the Bosser over here to Moitzi the Dam. Over here comes the Shach, and it's before that way in Amor and Simit Samach Test, if you'd chas, that the Meister from the Me'ashkas is also Miyad. Varaya, so you put salt there, and Dam's coming out. That means it's working right now. I mean, the guy read the Mechab of this, not the way, but let's go with the Shach, the Ramah. That when you put Dam, put Melech on a boss, and you take out the Dam, Miyan it's also. Again, not the Shach, but that's the Mechab of the Ramah.
touches
what? Touching cheese or something. No, 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 no. Anything with touching dam, the same law, whatever it is.
Touch something
also. Touch something also. Yeah, that time. And it means if the hole's here, the case is, that's the case of there was no the cover up there to let the dam dry out. When it comes to we might see the dam after 18 minutes. The pool are going to take out dam to mash over here. So over here is where the Shubha Sadesh and says, Gimekel, but only my hefsi mubo and the Sudas Mitzvah. Kamal Lashak and says, has no kayach. However, he goes on further and says, I have a bunch of Rishonim against me. He has something called Maisi Rashi, what that means, Yatol is Tukim Licha, he has Riva, he's Yerbein of Peretz, he has Goshar Duro. And then at the end of the day, he says, I don't understand Kor, why that should be, has no kayach. I agree, Lachal Maisa, Hagel Lahisa, more than that. And therefore, we're going to pass like them all, like the Shubha Sadesh, to Gimekel. After 18 minutes, by the Pulo Hitzi Dam, when only have Shibubo and the Tzarech Mitzvah. Again, wants to argue, that's what he comes out with. He said, myself only like, I agree, Lev Ola Locha. Can you show me against me? What can I do? The next two cases are the Pulo Nati Moitzi Dam. So, first, in the case which after Shir Melicha, so that the Amor wants to say, that look, is have Shibubo, you can personally make the Tzarech Mitzvah, that the Shach disagrees. And I said, no, Avada, it's not the Pulo Hitzi Dam. That means by Boston, Melicha Shnir, by Gvinu Rechleis, it's also. Because it's a build-up. Kovach is a build-up. Mishal is a build-up. He also a build-up. After 18 minutes, Meis is also. Now, the Shachal Meis is not discussed. What's the law called by Melicha Shnir within 18 minutes? It's very ambiguous over here what comes out. Come on, people, Godom, Chokh Mazodom, they point out, let's read the Shach slowly. There's the first two lines of the Shach, and the last line of the Shach. The first two lines of the Shach, he starts off quoting the Ran. The Ran Shita is the Mechab Shita that says within this man it's mutter, and after this man it's also. The last one he says, the Ran Yochid, the Das Yochid over here. That means not passing like Iran. That means he's saying even the case of the Teichas man, the pool will not be taken down, also it's also. Also it's also. Those who want to argue, that's if you've gone Chokhmaton to Shana Shach. It comes down to Geter Shach, which had four cases, three of them are also. And only one of them you can make up a Hefsi Mubo. In the case of Sudas Mitzvah, only case of a Melicha Rishayna, Achazman, that's the only time he says, Hesmu and Tzarekwitz, you can't make it. Otherwise, three of them might see answers. If you have to why that so, how do you have that? You would question for it. That's the Tetzel. Once you get to work, two points already. One point over here, what to get in Nechmach was mostly is, the second point is, now we'll read the Shach again, so clearly what he's saying over here, the four kings over here, we come out the chil between Pulam Moisidam, not Moisidam, what this man over here is. Third point, how many sides are we discussing over here to make something be Melech Kuvasayach? There are two sides and a piece of meat. It's only the four sides. But nice, there are two different sides over here. So Lochin get to take out the dam. Lochin Simon Samach Tes and Sim Dalad. Says over there, the Mechab yet do both sides. Both sides. They ever go to Shlachtoy, is the Meister, they put salt on both sides. This is Melucha, you have to cut the chicken in half and do it also inside. That's different Ashkochas. We're going to speak about different Ashkochas over here. Negetu, over there it says, let's say only do Melicha one side. Let's look at one side. It says the Mechaber over there by Melicha. The Locha is, but Yevon it's Mutter. The Amor says, it's Mutter, but Mokm Hefsi Mubo. What's the cloud by Hefsi Mubo? We know already, Taras Chatz is not done, rings down. When I say Hefsi Mubo, that means Me'ik Adin, one side of Melicha Kuvisayach. Therefore, over here, what's the Locha? How many sides have to be salted? It's Machlokes that goes to Smack. And there's Smack himself. And the Rashbub, it's one side or two sides over here. Well, Meister, since he says, Mok Mehefsi Ubo, Pussy Kai Mekel, let's make it in, the Movia Paskins, Melech Kuvasech, on one side. That means, when is Melech Kuvasech? One side, not two sides. The fourth point.
What's with the
sides? The either side, one side, that side is touching it.
What's
with the other? Well, so it doesn't need to be salted. Doesn't need to be, Meister, still again, Melech Kuvasech.
One side, this is Kuvasech on the other side too. It touches Luke on the other side.
It doesn't sound like it is.
No, taking out
the pulls out this way, it doesn't go out the other way. I don't pull out. I hear? Not sure. Now, the fourth point over here, coming to the one that goes back to the Shira of Melicha, what the get over here is. That means he said Melicha is Kurosech, Mechab had three Shitas, Latsnia, Lederch, and Ledero. Maestro, we pass in Ledero, Lechum over here. Coming to the one, he has a fourth Zman. Where is it coming from? To be matched or something, again, we said before, the two ways to be matched or something. Melicha and sleep. Either roasting it or barbecue. The get to Melicha, what you'll do, midinoi, tons of salt. Negate it, have to be both sides, and a lot of salt. Negate it, sli, do not do any salt over there. However, the halacha is brought down in the similar time of test. The minig is to put salt on top of something to go do sli to. Therefore, again, to be makshe something, how much salt, there are two ways to be makshe things. Mlicha l'kdeiro, there's a mlicha salt sli. For example, my brother would move to his house in Ashmol over 20 years ago. So in the Rabbi Lord of Sefer, Sefer Abayis, over there is brought down, there's an hobo that a person do shechita by the doors of the house when he moved to a new house. Fine. So he went over to a Berkush and asked him, was a Dark Emory, Berkush said, no, go do it. So my son, he went and kind of brought a bunch of chickens to his house, and Ashmol, and my dad was a shechita over there, and he did shechita over there, and he took it all the different intestines, and all the girls loved it, the guys like went away from there. And my son, he went and made a barbecue, put some salt on top of it. And he did a barbecue, and some people had the guts to go eat it. So Maisa, so he puts all the lichel that's over there. So I see it in my own eyes. Maisa, people say, you can do the sort of thing. People tell me, they go to their own, they do shkis over there, what do they do? And they make barbecues, how they put salt on top. If so, we have two different cases of lichel at the kasher. Lichel at the table, and lichel at sleep. What is the definition of lichel at sleep? How much? It's not clear, but it says, Yad Hudo, what happened to the Daka Chuvah, the Bada Shulchan, has to be something near Gush Tamamelech. You have to sense the salt. Now, the definition of sensing the salt, I'm not clear what that means over here. But what's that yours on my table? Basically, what's the difference between a case of no goyim and yidin? So, well, the difference is, it says, you have no idea how salty your meat is. I was blown away, you'd pick up your piece of meat, it's as salt as can be. Then you guys are like salting it, putting spices up on it. You like, a goyim, there was never salted to it. I said, now, but now I got used to it, but your meat is salty. It's more than any girl will ever have. Which we don't sense it. So I'm not sure what the definition of nirgash ha-melech means, because we're so used to something, it's not nirgash anymore. But my father eats, I think he's so salty, and when he did it, Kabash Mishkevoy. Well, Lysa, what's the ghetto here? I'm not sure, but the ghetto we have to be nirgash something. Now, so we have a lot of the melech l'kedero. Says Ramon, for example, we're showing the Mishkevoy, I think, ain't a little bit keen. Not bucky with melech l'kedero, therefore the ghetto here is melech kiwisech, melech so sleep. Therefore, the definition of Rabbi Machma, how far? Melech to sleep, that's a get over here, was saying the person that's being Machma, and say that's get a Melech to a And the Ramot and Zof, Toyv Lahachmor, unless Machmush ain't have Sevuba. Now, it sounds like a little bit of an oxymoron, Toyv Lahachmor, Machmush ain't have Sevuba. So the way the Kavacham explains, it says, but have Sevuba, it's Mutter. Once only have Sevuba, Medina is still Mutter. That'd be Machmor. There, nice thing. We go over to the office, nice to be Machmer. That's each person will hear what he wants to hear. The fifth thing over here is one of the sugim of the Togavar. I mean, again, we have the sugim Sofim, the Chayivav, Shmuel, the Paskin, like Rav, the Togavar, the Bryce, that way. We know already the sugim of Togavar is brought down number one by the sugim of Bishul, Kofase of Gimel, sugim of Tzli, also the Loch in Kofase of Vav over there. The question, do you have the idea of the Togavar by the sugim of Melicha? This sugim of Melicha. So, Kamal Gurajman points out to Togavar is in Davayin Vav, and the Hemshul of Sugya is in Melech Yosayach. So, the Chur, the idea over here of the Togavar will also apply the Locha by Melecha. That means, just like by the case of Bishul, if the thing on Bam is hot, it goes into the whole entire thing. The Bam thing is cold, and only top thing is hot. We say it does not go inside the Bam thing except at the Mekhla Bolo, it can get inside of the Porto, it gets a Klipo. It also negates the Melecha on the Bam of Meisel, we mach, remember the Melech. If the bottom is a tofel and the top one is bleach, the mice will come up to make a little beer. That's how it's shady. Places, Rosh, made a Paris tour, seem to be ready to show him, say that the idea of the top gover does not apply to the sugya of Melicha. Especially the standing stage of the top gover is like the issue of the earth that hot air rises. Melicha, salting, there's no hot air, there's no heat over there. It's just a affecting one to another over here. For that reason, should not apply the study to talk over here. And therefore, they pass between Machmer and either way, Loch is, whatever's on bottom of the case on top, is no difference over here. Machlok Shishenim. The Loch of the Gopaskin is coming to Machaber, and he goes like Rabbi Shem over here. They pass the Loch is no chilk with the Tatar or Yiloh, whether the salt's on top or bottom is no difference. The Loch is the same exact thing. To be Machmer. However, they point out, the Machaber and Sim the Kofay and Sifin Aleph. Also, the same iron and same dalit over there. If we examine the word mekel, we say to talk about. In fact, the shach, l'chura, there's a steer over here. The chabal we have passed in the isno chum to tata in the law. Mash enke, the loch and simon kofei, and sif yun alev, he says to be mekel and also to talk about, and not the case of the law. Nishach, Teretz. Over here, we have Sif Hei and also Sif Vav. Sif Vav is the sugya of the Yom Licha by Shami and Shami. That is, what's Sif Hei? What's Kochush? How much goes out by the case of Kochush by Melicha? So, the Loch is Bipaskin, Sim Kof Hei, Sif Tes, the Chav over here says, the sugya is Klipo. Klipo. The Yom Shami is the case of Kulay. If so, it comes over here, whether it's Ilo or Tato, whether Melicha is Tapo Banim, since the case of Kochush practically is the nafkamina. If the babbling is salty, the loch is will go also living on top with tato, and it's Kochush only klipo. If the tapling is salty, at the makelo, volo, also get a case of klipo. Agam, the tapling is over here, is salty, not the bottom one. So since it did not make a difference whether it's a top or bottom, over here the Machabe says there is no difference in Kochush. Mash Enki in the case over here, Shame is kuloi. So if the bottom one over here is Shomei, what's the loch going? Shishim. The top one is a case over here that is has the salt over here. Then the case over here is the case of Kochush. Then there is an Afkimina. That's Simu Kofei, Simu Dalek. That means the Shach is coming out that this Kimto, when it says there's no difference, means practically there's no difference. Now, two kashas before we can ask. Number one, look up the Eseis over here. The way he's passing, he says, to loy kibat, not the Rashbor. Where he's coming from, he said, I have machlokes, but in the past there is no chumra, there is no heter of the Togavar. That means the Mekor Shavuot, it sounds like you're saying, no, really, we're coming to be Mekor, the Togavar. Except there's no nafkamina. The Mekor Shavuot is not the way. The Mekor Shavuot is saying, we're not back in the garage for. That's all. Second, instead of Kireger, where there is a nafkamina. Nafkamina is that the idea of the Mekor of Bolo, we still read in Kireger, brought down the Mekor of Rom, is the chumra. The idea of Melichel is Mekor Adin. So, Kalamog, if the bottom one is the case of Melicha, the Locha is the case of Ikadin, the Bimachalik is the Kiddo case of Klipo, the Taz, the Mechaber, the Shach, Kiveg Magavam, Machalik is Tiftali, what's Locha and Kiddo case of Klipo? Mashenki, the top one over here, the case that's Bimoleach, that has hold to it, the Locha is only Chumma Balmo. Chumma Abo, the Locha is the Kiddo case of Klipo, make up the Yavin. So, Kiveg is a big enough Kamina now, where we're coming from, what Sugyo. Is it a sugya of melicha or a sugya of mekela? Was it mekela and was it a case of a chumra? Those are two kashas on the shach over here. Maisa, at the end of the day, anyway, we have the amon simu kofei, simu dala. He brings out the loch is not to mechalach of the Torah law. You're right, shvachot, you know, that's a minik, me'ashkos, go this way, not through Rajma. Either way, medina is not nafkamina, least from the Ashkenaz, we paskin is no chilek, whether to Torah or law, medina, whether the loch of klipo, whether it's a top or bottom, when Shaman will have a loch of Medina in the case of Shishim over here, like Rebbe Shannon. The sixth loch is a case over here of Meliach and Tafel, when they touch one to another. Let me give you an example. A piece of meat is touching cheese. One of them is salty, and one of them is Tafel, but he has no salt to it. Who affects who? Who affects him? So the Gemara in Chulin, Daf Kuf Gimel, is very clear. The Gemara brings down, when something is Torah, is Meliach, and the tummy is tafel, mutter. That means the thing that's kosher is salty, the thing that's treif has no salt to it, is mutter. Has a mutter, so you see the thing that is salty affects the other thing next to it and not itself. Therefore, when the treif is tafel, has no salt to it, the tar is touching it, salty, is mutter, lavish mutter. Now the question is, what is exactly the kimto of the Gemara? The pasha, the simple reading is, what it says, the Torah, the Rosh, say, Vatrim over here, one touching to another, cheese touching meat over here. In the case over here, if the meat is salty, the cheese is also. Masha Engain, the other around, the meat is going to be mutter. I mean, whatever is salty affects the other thing. I said, Hashemi, the Beis Yosef, and the Shachar Lister Kod Tezayin, brings down the Ram Shitor. The Ram Shitor says, when they touch one to another, let's say the meat is salty, and that makes the cheese salty. So they're both a case of being, that is Mliach. You have Isser, that's salty, and the heter that's not salty makes now the heter also be Muliach, one to another, in fact, one to another. What's the difference? I think in Morris' case, Morris is mutter. Instead of Morris' cases where the seer came out over here, that means that Tom Muliach and the seer came out, and therefore it's touching the seer, that's when it's mutter. When they're touching each other, look at that situation, it might be a case that is Osir. The Osir. So again, so we have Machlikis, what is the kim to the Gemara? The Morris saying that something that's tofel, Maisa did not affect thing next to it. Is that the simple reading when it's touching? Or is it being doctored that comes out, but touching the Maisa is also? The Lachla Maisa,
There's the Mechabit Simit Ayin, there are two Shitas, but myself over here, and Simit Kufayin, Sifyud, Kamal Pasal Lekula. One touches another, what affects who? Only the Maliach affects the other thing, the Tavel, and not vice versa. And you read the Shach over here, and Simit Ayin sounds like he passes like that. He can sound that way. However, there are more, Simit Kufayin, Sifyud, he passes only Bokum Hefzid to Mechel, he's close to the Ran Shito. Now there's a Shalom, and Simit Bokum Hefzid, what does that mean? We look at the Shach, he said it means Hefzid Mubon, Simit Ayin. We look at the Desigdur, he said it means Hefzid Ksas. I don't think there's a third option, it means Hefzid. The three diagrams over here. Fine, but nicely, we have a more, that's to be more machmer. So again, it comes out, we have number one, the Mechaber Shito, and the simple reading the Sugyo, the touching one to another, the Mliach thing, it is Mutter. Again, if Mliach over here is the case, it's Tor, it's Mutter. If the case of cheese over here, it'll be Mutter. Mashang, the thing that's Tawful, the Bosa, the Mice, that'll be also over here. Second thing is the Sugyo of Mliach by case of Chochosh. That means, what is the mount come to us with something as kofesh over here? So we have again the look at the simple kofein siftes, it's very clear and important over here also. The mount by kofesh only goes out to klipo. Now, if you read the mechabu and siftes, it's not that simple. Yes, certain times it's the teal over there, not always klipo, but here the mechabu is awesome. The look of the case over here is a klipo. However, the Ramo, what happened when I came over here, the Dakar Moshe also says very clear, even the Mekiyim, when the Lotha by Kofesh is Shishim and Klipo. Now that, even something they smile, like the Kavachim, the mice they go this way. That means why? Ain't the Mekim, we're not Baki, and therefore the case of Licha is Shishim and Klipo. Now we spoke out when you look at Kofay, even though Ain't the Mekim, that's them over here, there are five times it seem to be quasi Mekim, we are Mekim, to speak them out. They get to meet their, when they get to Isser, and Heter, there are three levels, something called Kofesh, something called Srach Shamanus, something called Shamanus. Kofesh is the case of Matzah, Kofesh. Srach Shamanus means a piece of meat, that's lean. And it could be fatty, but this animal is a lean animal, so therefore the meat is lean. The case of Shamanus, when the animal is fatty, therefore the Isovia is fatty. So over here, the case of Enobikim, speaks out of Kivege and some Kofei, what down the Loch of the Chaznish and Bada Shulcha, that if it's Kofesh, Lada Kofesh like Matzah, then what's the abonim of Kumekel? What's the loch of Klipo? If it's the Raiso, Kumekel Mokum have success. In the case of Strachimunus, then that's a piece of meat that's lean, the loch by the abonim have success, and by the Raiso, by Hefsimubo. Lois to sort some coffee by Issa Blue also will be Kim. That is Kamlo, you know, the Dakimish is in the Bikim, the five times will be Kim. Issa Blue, or by Kothush, Dramon de Raiso, or by Strachimunus, Dramon de Raiso. The five times you seem to have get a Bikim. Building upon this, saying Einu Bekiyim, come on, Kivegan says, I have to realize, we said two times in this sukkah already, Einu Bekiyim. One by something, if it's Kofesh or Shaman, we say Einu Bekiyim. And it might say, if you ask anyone in this room, you bring in the animal, is the animal Kofesh or Shaman? I don't think anyone in this room will know if it's Kofesh or Shaman. No. Einu Chanami is very good at Einu Bekiyim. We have a second thing, Melichalik Deira, Melichalik Sli. I see also numerous people in this room, what's the Deira, what's the Sli, then what's the Shlachta, so no, Einu Bekiyim, we don't know. Fine. Two things we don't know. The question now is, let's say you take vegetables, and you do a case of Melichah Litzli, it's a case over here, it's a is that Melichah Yoseach? Can we say, Ein Lebekiyim, twice, double? That means, number one, the case that over here that's Kofesh, and you say over here, the case over here that's Melichah Kitzli. Come on, Kivegar, now again, Melichah Kitzli, I heard a Vazman say it's not coming out in our house. I'm not sure why it's not coming in our house, I think it is. We are starting Marcus' assault. So then it comes out in your house, you have anything in your house is very salty. So you have the chumra now of saying in case of shisha. Come on, Kivegin, it says, to say a double chumra, who wants a taina, that we won't go do. Say, Eno Bekim for Mliach Kedera is Mliach Litzli, and Kofesh like Shomin, therefore we won't go do. Only case of Klipa, and not more than that. A guy will go the further being down, Shumot Sasi, if you go to Sim Kofay that says, why not? Eno Bekim are both of the mice must be Machmor, say anything in shisha. Maishi says, not muchach, and therefore seems to be watching make a little air. But a shulchan brings down tzarchel adilai, it sounds like more mustavra among the svarim. The loch is, you don't say a double in the mekiyim. The eighth point over here, go back to the sugya of tofel amlech, the word of shulchan aruch. There seem to be different akimtas over here that how a something that's melech can affect him that's tofel. That means you can have a case over here that's yovish. You have a second case over here that's like Lucas Ktsas, double gush, there's some liquid to it. You have some cases called soul. That means again, even the yavish, a dry piece of meat, like look at the tzas, you have cheese that's wet. The case of soul, you have a liquid milk. So over here, we'll come along and discuss it. We have five different cases, how to apply the klal of maliach to the case over here of that tafel. How to apply one to another. Four of them are very simple. And the fifth one is really the mevuchas brought down the shach against Torah's chatas. Over the other page. First, the four that's very simple here. We have four cases. Start off with. First, you have a case that a piece of meat, let's make it simple. The thing that's salty is always the basar. The thing that's not salty is the case of the gvina. Gvina is tafel. So in the case of meat, basar is very salty, a piece of salami. A piece of salami touches cheese over here, that's dry over here. The look is, l'maisa, you only need a case of adachol. Why it's salty? Explains that achronim, that everyone understands that after the zman amlicha, when you do amlicha to a basar, take out the dam, what do you do? You do adachol, you wash it off. Adachol stops the koyach of the malach. Stops it already, loses koyach. Ke'in zem, what's yavesh, we see, it lost the koyach already. The fact that it's dry, you see, there's no koyach anymore. So again, see, a piece of meat, salami, it's yavish, it's not going to ask the cheese, it's touching it. What's wrong in the case of a dako? That's aleph simple. A second kept over here, let's say the basar is a case that over here has lachluchis, but the gvina is yavish. The other way around. Again, the basar is salty, the gvina over here is tafel, but the gvina over here is a case over here that is yavish. And that speaks out the achronim. That's a case over here that's kei mamash mlecha tafel. That means the boss will come along to aser the cheese, but the cheese won't come along to aser, which is not because the tafel will ask the case of the bosser. That's a classic example of the sugya of mlech to tafel. A third kemptor, let's say the both of lachluchis, neither one's dry, neither one over here dry. Also speaking of the chayim, that's also a classic example, two things that go to the lachluchis to it, of mlech to tafel. The boss will ask the gvina. The gvina now asks the case of the basar. The fourth case, Kamal Gaman says, what's the lachum with basar that's salty that's inside milk, inside the liquid over here? So the ma'isa avad of the lach is negated to the milk avad its ulcer, because the basar is salty, asks the milk. Kamal Gaman is mechadish, not only that, also the basar is ulcer. In Chiddush over here, even though the basar, the milk is tafel, but since it's surrounded by milk over here, it's being belay inside the basar, and the basar is ulcer. Both of my are also. It's fun. So we have four cases. That's simple over here. Three of them are brought out to the Shulchan Aruch. Go down the Shulchan Aruch. That's very simple. Building upon this case, again, the last case, we end off with the situation when the basar is salty that's inside milk. Now he's going to ask the tofel, can also ask the liach, what about for carrots? Over here, the basar is now tofel. First four cases, basar is liach. Basar is tofel. It's also inside milk. In that case over here, avad the milk that's salty will ask the basar. Does the basar now that's tofel can come to ask the milk? That's the shach over here. That's the Torah's chatzis. That comes along the Torah's chatzis. We want to tell you at the end of the day, the basar's tofel cannot ask the milk. The other might say it's mutter. I can ask them one to another. Come along the shach, and one has a list of rishonim that says namuch that way. But all he says, l'cholpach is a touching one to another. We have the Ram Shita. The Ram mentioned beforehand, one touched another. It's not the heter of tafel. And even though most Yishtun want Taina argue the Ram, that tafel is one Taina when the two things are not kosher over here, two salads. But maybe by case of a salad by liquid, everyone agrees over here. And then when Gami ends off with Tzarechim, a salad from Maisa Shach wants to be machmer and say it goes both ways. When the thing that is inside the milk is Maisa Luach, that's it both ways over here. And then the people go to the Chalas and Maisa, they are machmer over here. They come up to be machmer and say the look is what's in the liquid. Again, the boss of tafel, the look is still the milk of my subi be also here.
Yeah?
I said that before Yavish the Gamri.
Not two Yavish the Gamri.
I said the first case Yavish. I said three cases of Yavish. Yavish
the Gamri inside a tzula.
Okay, maybe afterwards. The ninth case over here is. We're saying the definition of a maliach, something that's salty over here. We have again, we have a case of yavish. That's not, you have to find what is salty. We have a piece of meat that's very, very salty, and then you have a king yavish. That's not maliach. It says in Machabah's second thing, let's say over here it's lach, but lach did not come because the melech came from a double acker. That means you put a piece of cheese into water over here. Now it's lach. It's also not the case of being maliach over here. There are two cases in the Machabah. Speaks out there, but let's say that seer that comes out, even the tzir, the mlich that's leal here, he says that's a get a mlich kurasach. He defines that way. That means the tzir is more powerful than the thing itself. Than the thing itself, the maisav, yavish, lakulkis, is getter. Tzir that comes out, even mlich, let's say the maisav loch is more powerful than get a mlich here. The 10th point over here in Sefer is we're saying until now mlich by the case of oichel. What's the mlich to the case of kli? I mean, you have to realize the get to kli, there are two ways of having melichah. Like one is putting the iser inside the kli. And one second way, once the iser is in the kli, getting the iser out of the kli. So over here we're discussing the get of putting inside the kli. You have, let's say, iser here, that's very, very salty, and chaz is very, very salty. Does it go inside the kli, and how much does it go inside the kli? That means, for example, by bishul, we know it goes in, by kli rishon. By kli shen, does it go inside? Machlokes. Mechaber amos of the other, no. Those one time in the case of a klipa, those one time in the case of a kuloi, shach, taz, over here. But kolosh does go inside. So, as the nose, macholi shach and taz. Shach and simtad chesed, it goes inside only case of, goes inside the case of kuloi. Taz and it goes inside the case of a klipa. What's the lacha by melicha? So, here the Ramah ends off, kuloth mekomi v'dayoi. That means the Ramah is very clear how it goes in only in case of a klipa. Klipa. That's how much it goes in. That's for myself, ikna, pas, kro, shach, becholis, crazy. Or a chashulchan, all paschim goes inside a klipa. That's that means it does aser only in case of a klipa. Now to take out, to come out by the case of melicha. I mean, let's say you already have a klipa that's aser, and you want to put up top side of it a kosher piece of meat that's very very salty over here. Does it come out? So that lemaisa we saw already in halacha tibbin kofei in sifyut beis and sifyut gimel depends if it's lach or it's yavish. In the case over there, that's lach. The chachili should not go do. What's it done? Says the mechaber amos, it's mutter b'dieved. The case that's yovish, what's the locha? The mechaber says it's mutter l'adchilo. The mechaber says v'mach matov l'bracha. I said, what's the svara to mechalek? So it should be very simple. The klin l'maisa never comes salty. The food is salty. So the klin is always tofel. Even according to the ram that touches it, the only side is the cheese touches the meat that makes the meat not salty. The klin never comes salty. It's always a case of tofel. What's the case of tofel? A vader, but the evidence cannot come along and answer the kosher meat that's on top. Tofel never asks things that are the next door. That's the Yisrael Shabbat. That means my melicha can only go inside the kli, but it can't come out of the kli, due to the fact that the kli is only the case of a tofel. Now we're saying we have the issa that goes inside only in case of a klipo. So, because I argue the point, can you cash it the case of iroi? That means you know the case of bishul is kuloi, iroi is klipo. And someone asks something for the case of Iroi, let's say some Isser splat out of your pot, so go take a kokum and cash it to the case of Iroi. Why? It went in a klipa, comes out of klipa. Come on, the and Luna Loch and Simon took an aleph and paste at the Sefer, says he cannot cash through the case of Iroi. Why? The whole sugi of Iroi is a Meluch Machlikis. When is the Iroi? It can be like Akbaltoi. That's a Chumr Shaboy. Take a little cool to match something that Medina is klipa over here, who's like, go do that. So we'll look with this thing in the Paskin. Yes, they're both klipas. The clip of Iroi would be machmer, but cannot take a look cool of the Iroi to match the case of the of Melicha. But those are the 10 points to get Sefer. So Vav is really saying, Med, Vamore, the whole time lost of Kafosh of a Klippo. A case of something that's Shomin over here, the Locha is Shishim. Now the Mot ends off, Ein Sim Kofei. What does that mean? Explains the Shafir. It means Ein by also Sim Kofei. The Locha of the Paschal is no filter in case of Kafosh or Shomin. There's always a case of Shishim and Klipa, both of them. I can't remember before, the certain kulas, Drabonin, Vali Kochosh, and Hefsimuo Kedoimo. The second thing it says in the Sif bubble here, the Sugim Bima Fafeo. That means you have something that's Hetter that's Shomein, and there's something over here that's Issa that's Kochosh. So the Issa that's Kochosh, Kochosh should only ask a Klipa. The Shomein is the Hetter. So the question here is, does a Hetter that's Shomein take its fatty thing, go inside the Issa's Kochosh, make the Issa's Kochosh Shomin, now take the Issa's Kochosh, go back inside the head of the Shomin, now the case of his Kuloi. So, over here, the Mechab exam, we had a look at Simon Kufay three times, in Sif Hei, in Sif Zayin, and Sif Tes. Over there, we discussed about the Sugi of Sif Hei by Tzli, by Sif Zayin, the Sugi of Issa Blua, and by Sif Tes, by the Sugi of Melicha. What came out over there, the Mechab of the Maestro was Machman, all three is Machman Maestro over here, comes to Zayin by Isablu left it out, partially being Machmer. Over there, Taz says, Toy Sefer, making a mistake, so you come from the idea of Recha, all the Recha be Machmer, he's making all that. The shachel within Kof Hei came out with the Kus Kesev said only by Tzli after Chaima Eish might to be Machmer, but not for the case of Licha. If so, it comes out we had the loch is to blow over here, not is to by Sugmi Fafei over here. The loch is to one to another, the Mechaber, that's Mechaber Shito, but the Taz and Shach argue. I'm making the place we might argue this, on this Mechaber over here. We would not say that deal over here that the head of the Shomim will go inside the Isra's Kochosh and go back to the Shomim. We won't say that. Again, with Mechaber Shito, so we might say we're not passing this right. Well, Ben Shem, next time we'll finish off the Sinner. Let's talk about it.
Oh, yeah.